I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. A tuberculosis outbreak is continuing in the small Alabama town of Marion. Alabama Department of Public Health officials say two more people have tested positive for TB in Perry County. Division of Tuberculosis Control Director Pam Barrett says one case of the infection was diagnosed in a child less than 15 years old. Officials say the tuberculosis outbreak has killed three people since 2011. That's prompted more aggressive screening efforts in Marion. Those efforts included paying residents to get tested, to attend follow-up appointments, and to complete necessary treatment. Barrett says more than 2,000 people in Marion, that's nearly two-thirds of the city, have been tested. 151 have latent infections, which are not contagious. 29 have active tuberculosis. Officials say those with latent infections will get treatment as well to prevent those infections from developing into full-blown tuberculosis, which can be very contagious. A taste of Mardi Gras comes to Tuscaloosa tonight. The Mystic Crew of Druids is hosting its annual Bal Mosque event at the Bama Theater. Bal Mosque is a Mardi Gras celebration with a different theme every year. The 2016 edition is called Let's Dance, with music from the late David Bowie and the Spice Girls. The show benefits the advocacy organization West Alabama AIDS Outreach. Stephen Yates is a lieutenant for the crew. He says Bal Mosque is a fun event, but AIDS Outreach is why he's been involved for the past 10 years.
We're able to directly impact the lives of people in West Alabama with what we're doing for this event. And that's why so many of us continue to do it year after year, is because we're just committed to this important cause and raising awareness of HIV in our area and helping people understand what it is and what it's not.
Bal Mosque itself will be held tomorrow at the Bama Theater, but the event gets underway tonight with a captain's party at the Dinah Washington Cultural Arts Center. General admission tickets are $40. Troy University will observe Black History Month starting today through its 2016 Leadership Conference. The theme of the gathering is Remembering Our Origins, Opportunities, Truth, and Spirituality. The first part of the conference will begin tonight with actor, dancer, and director Jasmine Guy as one of the keynote speakers. Juanita Jones Abernathy will also be giving a talk. She's the widow of the late Reverend Ralph Abernathy. City of Troy spokesman Isaiah Scott says the conference is a great way to learn more about Black history.
The conference registration is $30. You get a conference bag that's very nice that we've been able to provide to all the participants. $30, that's a very cheap cost. And that's one thing that the committee tries to do, is keep it cost efficient for everyone to be able to attend.
Previous speakers have included actor Hill Harper of the television show CSI New York and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter Bernice King. Now your forecast.
Plenty of sunshine on this Friday. We'll top out in the low 50s, upper 40s for North Alabama, mid-50s along the Gulf Coast for Saturday, starting off cold. Much of the state at or below freezing, especially north of Highway 80. Saturday and Sunday, we'll top out in the 50s. I'm WBUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.